appoints the people he wants to head education and outreach, innovation, and policy development.
Two environmental groups say multiple dam owners and operators in Maine aren't doing enough to protect endangered wild Atlantic salmon. So they're suing the companies in U.S. District Court for violating the Endangered Species Act. Jay Field has more.
The suit focuses on eight dams on two rivers, the Androscoggin and the Kennebec. Doug Watts, with the group Friends of Merry Meeting Bay, has lived along the bank of the Kennebec in Augusta since 1991. He remembers how many salmon used to be in the river.
Back in 91, you could actually fish for them. You had to release them. I used to fish for Atlantic salmon right downtown Augusta quite a bit, and I had them swim through my legs.
Fast forward 20 years.
I have not seen an Atlantic salmon in the Kennebec since July of 2005. That's the last time I actually saw one.
In 2009, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration put Atlantic salmon in the Kennebec, Androscoggin, and Penobscot rivers on the endangered species list. That prohibits the fish from being harassed or killed, but that's exactly what Next Era Energy Resources, Brookfield Renewable Power, Merrill Limited Partnership, Miller Hydro Group, and Topsham Hydro Partners are doing, according to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court. Friends of Merry Meeting Bay and another environmental group charge the dam's rotating turbines are killing fish.
I personally don't think this lawsuit is going to be helpful at all.
Patrick Kelleher runs the Maine Atlantic Salmon Commission, which oversees state efforts to restore the species. Roughly 1,000 or more Atlantic salmon have returned to the Penobscot River in recent years, but on the Kennebec and Androscoggin, returns last year were in the single digits. It's the Salmon Commission's job to work with dam owners and operators to boost those numbers. Kelleher says Next Era Energy Resources and other companies are making a good faith effort to come up with habitat conservation plans that will bring the salmon back.
There is a feeling that there's not enough movement fast enough. When I can tell you just, you know, this frankly just takes a while to work out, and folks need to be patient.
Topsham Hydro Partners and Brookfield Renewable Power declined to comment, saying they hadn't had time to review the lawsuit. Next Era Energy Resources did not return a call for comment by airtime. For NPBN News, I'm Jay Field.
Late this afternoon, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak announced that he will not seek another term as president.